coming at you on 3CR for our Invasion Day special. This next audio here is by Shante, and it's from the 3CR Fire First.
Gaia Day 2020, folks. 250 years of unchecked colonialism and all the issues that come with that. I've got a very special guest on the line right at this moment. You know, people will be aware that we've had a recently had a death in custody in our community and in Collingwood here, and I've got her sister Shante on the line, and she's going to tell us a little bit about Veronica and her life and the effects it has on her family, our community, and all those things. Are you there, Shante?
Hey, Robbie.
Hi. Good morning, sis. Thanks for coming on. Sorry,
Thank you. Sorry
for all that sorry business.
Yeah, I know. It's horrific. You know, we're down in mourning. It's terrible.
And you're ringing from up in Cummeragunga way there? So are you in Cummera?
Yeah, I'm up in Narendra, a couple hours from Cummera.
Yeah.
That's when, where all our mob is, where Veronica's Uncle Rusty's crew, her father's crew are.
Yeah, I'm a good, know Rusty and Barney and all that crew there, beautiful people, you know, walk a mob.
I know.
And you know, it's so sad to lose any of our members of our family. It affects us all. You know, we're all close to our people.
That's what I mean. We've lost her. No one's accountable. No one's answered any of our questions. When they went to the coroners, he more or less, we've been told that 3 months' time for everything, her autopsy, everything. They didn't give us any answers. They wouldn't even tell us what's going on. The information that we've received are from the sisters in jail.
Yes, and it was pretty horrific for them as well to hit.
I know.
They heard what went on in those cells at the time, and what's the story on how come she was just left there like she was?
Well, what's occurred is that she's gone into jail and she applied for bail on the Monday, and there was no one there to represent her. Aboriginal Legal Service didn't represent her. Oh. She represented herself.
Yeah.
And they haven't given her bail, so she's gone back in. Now, they've noticed that she's sick, so they take her, she asks for medical, so they take her up to medical, and she says, I'm really sick at the moment, would you be able to give me something so that, my body can relax, because she was really ill?
Yeah.
And what they've said to her is, no, well, Veronica's got really upset with that, and what we've been told is that the screws that were at the corrections officers that were at the jail dragged her back to her cell. All the girls in, everyone's heard everything. Veronica's in there screaming, asking for help, and no one's helped her. Now, they checked her at 4 a.m. in the morning, and then when they went back at 8, she was gone already.
Oh, God.
She was already gone.
Yeah. And it's so horrendous, this.
I know.
Where's the care for our mob? And you mentioned earlier when we were speaking about the Royal Commission into Deaths in Custody recommendations, was it almost 400 recommendations?
That's right.
And,
well, 300... In 87, when they done the when they put that report together, it was over a 10-year period, Rob.
Yes.
Those recommendations that were put into play, that should have been put into play, I think there's 26, but you'll have to excuse me on the number. I know it's 20-something when I last read it. Recommendations were actually put out. All them other recommendations that would help our people in jail, you know, so that when they're getting incarcerated, they're coming out alive, you know. The 339 recommendations that should have been put into place have never, ever. There's been 20-something, but they're not saving our people. There's been another 400 deaths.
Yes.
400 of our people have died because they refuse to put recommendations in, and some of them are little recommendations.
This is since the recommendations
don't even cost any money.
This is since the Royal Commission, those 400 deaths, and it's it hasn't stopped at all, has it?
No.
And yet that was a very expensive Royal Commission that took a long time, and at the end of the day, did nothing. And like a lot of other Royal Commissions, youth detention, you name it, they're just a waste of time. There's warehouses full of Royal Commissions gathering dust in this country. They never get acted on.
That's the problem. The inquiry that was put in, the Black Death in Custody, if them recommendations were put in place, my sister wouldn't have passed away on the 2nd of January.
I reckon
she'd
you're right.
She'd be in jail.
Totally right.
She'd be here. they're saying that she stole something. She died for a bit of clothing. Like, what are our lives worth in Australia? What are Aboriginal people's lives worth? Because if we're not worth a T-shirt, you know, what do we say to the Australian public? What are we saying in our communities that when Aboriginal people are worth nothing?
That's right, sis. We're dying in jails over parking tickets. And lousy little fines. You know, people are not looking at the Holocaust that Aboriginal people survived in this country. You know, the years of colonised refugees that we are in their reserves. They destituted our people, made us welfare dependent. And you know, exactly. And the way that they're treating our people today, you know, it's still part of that crime. They're deliberately committing these crimes against us.
But deliberately, like, this is a genocide. This is not, this has never gone away. They've committed a genocide on our people. And all the inquiries that they've done to try and stop it, they don't put them into play. So this genocide that has happened since colonisation just continues. It's like a cycle. They talk about Blackfellas being dysfunctional and welfare dependent. They've put us in this cycle. They don't want to remove us from that cycle because of how powerful we would be.
Yes, that's right.
In that cycle, we're dying. Our kids are dying. Our brothers and sisters, our mums, they're taking people out of our community that we need.
And it's been going on for a long time, sis. You know, they've reduced our population in this country from 100% to about 1% of the population. You know, that's a pretty major effort by anybody to be able to do that. So it's a concerted effort to destroy our people. And the evidence is all
exactly.
there. I don't understand
why. But they've done it openly. They've done it openly, blatant. Rob, for everyone to see. And no one, everyone turns a book. Not everyone. I'm not saying that because we have got people out there supporting us and trying to put things into play so that Blackfellas can live like every other person in this country, you know. But they're not. It's not good enough. We need better. We need better. We need to stop deaths in custody. They're committing genocide and it's allowed. We've allowed it. No person in Australia, when I had a look at, black deaths in custody, people have, you know, the first one up here that got charged, there was one in Western Australia years ago.
John Pat.
That, yeah, the police were charged. We need to get behind this thing up here in Queensland. I'm taking busloads from Narendra up to Queensland when the hearing is on. We need to start supporting our mob because black deaths in custody, it's not, it should never be again.
No.
Like Veronica, you know.
And you know, there was that big campaign right in the early 80s. I remember being a part of it myself. You know, all of our mob dying in custody brutally at the hands of these people. And they had this big royal commission like we'd been talking about. And we thought, this would be the end of this sort of thing. But It's not. There's no difference. It hasn't changed. It's just as bad as it ever was, and it's getting away with it more blatantly these days.
Yeah, it's probably worse now. You know why? Because they can do something about it. Back then, they had other policies in place that probably affected how we're living in '87. But now they have the recommendations. There's no excuse for them. You can't have another inquiry with the same 339 recommendations.
So where do we go? Where do we go from here, sis? Where do we go from here?
We're screaming. They need to help us. Not only are we dying from suicides because of cultural reasons.
Yeah, it's connected.
And sovereignty, the connection that we have to land because they've moved us off it.
Yeah.
We're dying from suicide. They're killing us.
Yeah.
They're openly killing us in their jail system, and they don't care. They don't have to be. They're not answerable to anyone. Even when we go for inquest, who's answerable? The only reason the government thinks it's free money, they pay money out to the families. I don't want money.
No, I don't
either. I don't want money. Our family don't want money. We want them to be accountable. If them screws dragged her back to that cell, they need to be charged with murder. My sister died.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't care about their money. I don't care about
their
money.
At the very least,
I want answers. I want justice.
It's criminal neglect at the very minimum.
My God.
Yeah, it's manslaughter and criminal neglect at the very least. You know,
at the very least.
If it was a blackfella done these sort of crimes, we'd be in jail before you.
Oh, my God. They would have had us locked up 5 minutes after they found her. We see it on our streets. I see it down here on our streets every day. We're hanging around the street. They want to lock the kids up in Narendra. So they can't say stuff like that. It still isn't happening.
No, we know it is. In every one of our communities in this country, the same things. We're being profiled and...
Exactly. Why are our kids frightened of...
Institutionalised.
Yeah. Correction. Why,
because it's
why
a big industry for them, sis. It's a good big industry for the people who manage all that, you know, our misery.
Yeah, they've privatised everything.
And, you know...
Going
to jail is a big earner for the system, and so is removing our kids. And that creates this situation and what we're in. And, you know, they destitute us. We're poor because of them. You know, we had want of nothing, our people, before Europeans turned up here.
Nothing.
We were very healthy people.
That's right. But if they give us all their millions of dollars that they're paying for these programs that don't work in our communities, putting millions of dollars for white people to run these programs in our community.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all white people are bad, Rob. What I'm saying is most of the people that come into our smaller communities that run these programs that should be supporting our families don't know how to work with black fellas.
No.
So what's happening is they're getting the money. It's not filtering through to our communities.
I think that's
it's
a bit of a design that about that as well, sis. It seems like that's set up like that. Like, you know, what, we aren't capable of looking after ourselves. You know, we're the oldest continuous culture on the face of the earth with the oldest law on the planet. And we can't
and
manage
we
our own affairs in our own country.
Yeah, that's right. But we should be treated as such
in
our own country, in the world. You know, they should be come down here and reveling in what we have. Because after genocide, after they killed us, they're still committing genocide. We still got it. We still got that connection to our country. We still got knowledge. We still can pass that down. And people talk about it. It should have been written. You know why we kept that? Because it was oral.
They couldn't
take it away from us.
That's right.
And that was Shantae there speaking with Robbie Thorpe about the latest deaths in custody. We're just going to go to a song now. And this is by the Young Warriors, Black Deaths in Custody. You're listening to 3CR.
Brothers and sisters, what do you know about black deaths in custody? What do you know about that? We better work it out. This time in jail. What do you know about that? Can anybody hear me? We better work it out. What do you know about black deaths in custody? Another black man in cuffs. What do you know about this crooked ass cop who will rash young black fellas just to lock him up? What do you know about this bashing in the jail cells? Police power tripping while these brothers screaming hell, getting tasered on the ground. What do you know about that? What do you know about this? A black fella in the back of a wagon. It's hot as hell and dehydrating as well. No water, no food. Imagine how his family felt when they heard the news. First we fight for our culture, fight for our rights and fight for our lives. Was it all a cycle? Nothing has changed. It's all about survival, that's what I say. Is this what we gotta go through every day? To all of those still grieving, I'm feeling
what
your pain.
What you know about black deaths in custody?
What do you know about that? About black deaths dying in jail. Cops beating on our brother, leaving dying in a cell. We might as well like the fool man, cause they don't care. The system one is gone and the well shit here. What's going down in this country cabals? Land of children getting stolen by the Wawa pal. We trying to hold on to what we got. I'm dreaming in a country in the land I grew up, but they're slowly killing that. Another blood from a black, poison drips off a bat from a crooked ass jack. So take a look at the past and tell me what the fuck we should move on. It's too much pain in this land I'm from. Elders getting tased, brothers getting chased. Murder was the case, another passed away. I don't think this paper never ever stopped.
What you know about black deaths in custody?
What do you know about that?